Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Dear Roland, I need some help with my spiritual life. I have tried just about every spiritual practice you can think of. I've read the Bible, listened to speakers on the radio, and I've prayed. But my life is still a mess. I know that you sometimes talk about Christian meditation and prayer. Please talk about them again. I'm just missing something, and I know that if I find it, my problems will be solved. Signed, still seeking in Daly City. P.S. Thanks for what you do.
Hey, I'm glad you're listening there in Daly City. I used to live there myself. Today's program is going to be dedicated to just exactly what you're asking about. We're going to be talking about prayer today, and maybe it's going to be a little different than you're used to hearing about prayer. So I think you might enjoy listening in, all of you, not just still searching in Daly City, but all of you. You might discover something today that will be of great help to you.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Understanding God's Power. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Today we're going to talk about prayer. Not a topic that I've talked about a lot, but it's an important topic, one that needs to be addressed, because it's so important. Now, one thing that is quite evident is that prayer is very important. Christ told us to pray. Paul, they all tell us to pray, don't they? Now, in the Old Testament, you don't hear as much or read as much about prayer as you do in the New Testament. Now, why is that? Well, there's a reason for it. In the Old Testament, there was not the same kind of relationship between, in other words, it hadn't yet come to fruition. The time, it was not yet the time. In the Old Testament, it talks about the fullness of time. And in the Old Testament, We hear about the coming, we're told about the coming Messiah. We're told about the coming kingdom of God. We're told about all these things, but the people back then, it was a different covenant, wasn't it, than it is now. Now, Christ led the perfect life, and He led the perfect life so much that He was obedient to God even unto death. And then He rose from the dead and went to sit at the right hand of God. And Christ opened the door. No longer was there a kind of there wasn't a separation. There wasn't any more a veil. For those people who are called, for those people who are going love God and are going to learn of Him more and more, for those people, there's not going to be the same separation as there had been. So, communication can be more intimate because of what Christ did. Communication can be heart to heart. Communication can be instantaneous, faster than the speed of light, instantaneous across the universe if there is someone on earth and they have some kind of an issue, and they lift up their eyes and inquire of God. The communication is instantaneous, and a million light years away on the other side of the universe, a person lifts up their eyes and calls upon God, and again, it's instantaneous, and it's intimate. God said through his prophet, and it is repeated in the writings of the apostles. He said, the time is coming when one man won't have to teach another, for I will write my laws in their minds and in their hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. It's intimate. And so therefore, prayer can be an intimate thing because of what Christ did. Now, over the centuries after Christ, there have been people, let's call them mystics, who try to tell us about this intimate relationship and try to help us to find it. And what they are doing then is talking about a kind of prayer that is for everyone, a kind of a prayer that is informal. I don't like to use that term, but in other words, there's no ritual involved in it. It is a turning of the heart and mind to God. It is yearning for God, inquiring of God, asking God, and it's a way of life. It's inclining toward God.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
Paul said to pray unceasingly. Well, for the person who is inclined toward God, that's what they do. They do it automatically without even thinking about it. Their inclination is always toward truth, always toward seeking to know what is right, always watching for the rightness of things, always moving delicately, yes, sometimes boldly, but at first, delicately, searching out the way to build a good life and to do right by other people. Such people are thoughtful. Such people are calm, or tend to be calm. Why? Because they know that emotions interfere with delicate searching and delicate finding. You see, it's a wordless way of knowing. You just know in your heart. Every moment of the day, you always have God, if you will, or what's right in the back of your mind. And you take a step and you check with your conscience to make sure that it's okay. And then you take another step and you see that it's okay and you go ahead. Such a person develops an intimate relationship with the Father. Now, how is this possible? Well, so how does it begin? Let's talk about how it begins. It begins with yearning. See, in the beginning, you don't even know. See, just like the little babe, when the little babe cries, and parents and grandmas and people come to help the little babe and attend to its needs, the little babe doesn't know who's attending to its needs. It doesn't know who these mysterious people are who appear and who help it. But as time goes by, the little babe grows and one day knows who mommy is and who daddy is, you see? Well, in the beginning, it's a soul yearns for something good and yearns for something true. It yearns to do the right thing and knows that it doesn't even know what the right thing is. And then that pure yearning draws down the compassion of the Father, and he answers, and he sends light. And so the person begins to see his errors or her own errors, and to understand, and is sorry about what he or she sees, but yet knows that they can't change themselves. They're sorry about what they see, but they know they can't change themselves. And they yearn to be right, and they know that they're not right, but they yearn to be right. That sincere cry of the soul draws the compassion of the Father, and he answers. And in the beginning, you don't even know that he's answering. Things begin to occur. You begin to see more and more. You begin to realize your heart softens. You regret how you betrayed your wife or your husband, or how you hated your mom or hated your dad, or how you hated your brother. See, you regret such things, and you realize that all your life you've basically been running from God. That's what you've been doing. One of the reasons why you took drugs or drank alcohol or smoked marijuana or smoked cigarettes was because you wanted to kill your conscience. You wanted to dull your awareness so you wouldn't be aware of your wrong. And you knew you were wrong, but you didn't want to see it. You weren't ready to see it yet. But there comes a day when you want to see it, even though you know it's going to be painful, even though you know that when you see your own wrong, clearly see it, then you know you're going to have to let go of it. You're going to have to drop those hatreds and those resentments and those judgments toward other people. You're going to have to let your hair down and just be a regular person. And when the day comes that you want to do that, because you want to be right, you're sick and tired of being wrong, and you don't even know what right is, but you just don't want to be wrong anymore, and you don't want to hate anymore, then that sincere cry then is answered by God. And he then begins to shape changes in your life. You see more. You understand more. Your heart is softened. You're less angry. See, you let go of the angers. And things happen in your life, too. All of a sudden, you have lots of time to ponder life, to ponder the meaning of life. And you begin to see that the people who you thought were your friends weren't really your friends. And people who were plain spoken and didn't play up to your ego, you thought they were mean or cold or hard. Now you see that they were just honest. So everything changes for the better. Your life begins to change for the better, and you then begin to see just who it is. Slowly but surely, you begin to see who it is who's helping you. So it's very beautiful. So prayer, it's a way of life. It's the natural way of life. The more you see, once you get past, see, there has to be that turning. There has to be the moment when you see that you're full of hate and you don't want to be full of hate anymore. You see that you hated your mom and now you're sorry, and you see it and you don't try to duck it, and you don't try to deny it, and you don't try to paper it over with crocodile tears and trying to be extra nice to people. You just see it and you turn from lies to truth, from darkness to light, from being an enemy of God to being a friend of God. See, and that moment happens, and you've chosen the new way. You have. You've done it. And now you're on your way. From now on, the rest of your life, you'll be in God's tow. He will hold on to you, and he won't let you go. You remember the Starship Enterprise? They had a tractor beam, you know, where they could latch onto something and drag it with them. Very powerful. Well, God has kind of a tractor beam. He gets a hold of you, and now he saves you. He rescues you from the darkness. He rescues you from the hell. See, you early in life, you didn't think there was a hell. I mean, you heard about it and everything, and you saw pictures of devils, and, you know, you saw scary movies and all that stuff. But, yeah, you didn't really think there was a hell. But now, at some point, you suddenly know there is a hell. You see the hell in somebody. You see the hell in their eyes, or in what they do, or the smirk on their face. You see it in yourself. You see it in yourself, egging you on, urging you on. And now you know that there is a war between good and evil, and we humans are basically pawns. It just depends on which side you will be on. But fortunately for you, if you incline toward God and cry out to him, then he rescues you, and then you're on his side. And from that day forth, from that moment forth, your life will change for the better. And you're on your way, and it's beautiful.
If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving. We want to do what Christ told us to do, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the sitting quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did.
And the more you know of him, see, like the old rock and roll song, to know him is to love him. So the more you know of him, the more in his light you begin to make discoveries. You see what a master craftsman he is. You see how beautiful his creation is. And you see how great is his mercy and his kindness and his forgiveness and his long-suffering and his patience. He's so beautiful that you can't help but love him. And now that you're willing to admit you're wrong, you don't have to shy away from him and hide from him anymore and take drugs and smoke marijuana. You love reality. You love reality where you can be close to him and where you can learn of him. And you don't need to hide in darkness anymore and hide in drugs and hide in anything. So now you become a regular person, just a regular person, and you drop all your pretenses. Then you stop trying to fool people and trying to get over on people and try to impress people. And you don't put on a show anymore for people. You just become a regular person, and you go around and you see a world that is full of turmoil and chaos, and a world where people do bad things and hurt each other, and they don't even know what they're doing. And you see a world with very little love, and you see it. See, once upon a time, you were a part of it. You wanted something from it. So reluctantly, you joined in with it because you wanted your piece of the pie. But now you see that whatever you could get there is not worth a hill of beans. And you see that who's really in charge of that world. So now you are like a little child. You go through the world with clear eyes, and you see many things. And always you come scurrying back to the Father. Now you're ready to see your own wrongs and admit them. And then what the day will come when you've seen all your wrongs and the past fades away, and all that's left is a bright future. But the point I want to make is that the closer you are to God, the closer you want to be to him. The more you love truth, the more you want to know the truth. See? And so the only way you can know the truth is by inquiring of God, to know the rightness of things. See, people say this, people say that. People suggest this, they suggest that. You have to find, delicately search out your way, and you do it with the help of what you know in your heart, of your intuition. You wordlessly know. See, you'll see who to trust and who not to trust. You'll know whether to turn right or whether to turn left. All of these beautiful things will come. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be for the person who now is moving toward their Heavenly Father.
Classical music should have an expressivity that sounds spontaneous and sounds natural. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. I've played much of the music that you hear on Shedding Shackles. And when I'm practicing, I like to use the right fingering and practice diligently so that the piece will be well polished. When you hold fast to what you know is right in your heart, you'll have a natural success that comes along with joy and a zest for life. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Hi everyone, welcome. I'm stopping by to talk about one of my favorite books, which is A Guide to True Peace. A Guide to True Peace is a compilation of the writings of François Fénelon, Madame Jeanne Guyon, and Miguel de Molinos, three mystics. And I want you to know that I edited a version of A Guide to True Peace, a beautiful version in modern English, and it's online at Amazon. But here's the best part. It's just come out in audiobook. It's very nice. So if you have Audible, or you can get a free 30-day trial, you can listen to it in Audible. It's just great. It's beautiful. I just want to read a little something to you from the book. And it's something that I read in an earlier video that I made, but I want to read it again. It's chapter 3 on prayer. A Guide to True Peace is a compilation of the writings of François Fénelon, Madame Jeanne Guyon, and Miguel de Molinos, three mystics. It's just beautiful. It's exquisite. And I'm reading from chapter 3 on prayer. Prayer is an intimate communication of the soul with God. It is not a work of the head, but of the heart. Now, I'm going to skip forward to read this one line to you. Every secret aspiration of the soul. Let me start again. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. Now, I'm repeating this line again, as I've had it in a radio program, or a couple of them, and one or two videos, and I'm doing it again because it is so important. I want you to actually hear it. Every secret aspiration of the soul to God is prayer. Now you can understand how Paul can say Paul tells us to pray unceasingly. But what I want you to see is that really what prayer is heart-to-heart communication with God. Heart to heart. You don't have to put things in words. You can lift up your eyes and inquire of God. You see? You got to put God back in your life. I've said that many times at the beginning of my radio programs, and then I talk about it. So how do you do that? So anyway, I want you to see. So some of you think, well, I don't know how to pray. Look, if you don't even, you don't have to try. Don't try to pray. Just remember God. Remember in the Old Testament, God would say, look, don't forget who brought you to this land of milk and honey. Don't forget who rescued you from slavery. Don't forget who gave you all the wonderful things. Remember me, God said, don't forget. So remember God all day long, not with words, but just you remember him, that's all. So it's so simple. So you can basically pray all the time. Well, maybe not every second, but a lot. You just, he comes to mind. And you raise everything to him. Everything. Everything to him. So I want you to understand that. That prayer, so prayer is for everybody. And you may be praying more than you realize. You may be. So what I started with today was just mentioning to you that this beautiful book, A Guide to True Peace, actually, the one that I put that's been made into audio book is A Guide to True Peace Revisited. It's this little pocketbook. I have a newer version of A Guide to True Peace, which is a beautiful hardback book. But that one's not in audio. This one is in audio. So how are you going to find it? The easiest way is to go to Amazon.com. And then when you're at Amazon, you type in this into the search bar there. You just type in Roland Trujillo. That's the easiest way. Then you'll get me, my author page, some of my books. Probably this one will appear, and you'll see that it's in Audible. You can listen to it. It's just fantastic. You can read it or listen to it. So that's what I wanted to tell you today. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.